This afternoon, we heard some pretty startling words from Jesus, our brother and Savior. Jesus says that if anyone does not hate his father or mother, if one does not hate even his or her own life, such a one cannot be Jesus' disciple. If that isn't startling enough, Jesus then goes on to challenge those who have simply made mistakes in life, like someone wishing to construct a tower without calculating the cost, or a king going into battle who fails to see if his army of 10,000 troops has a chance to win against an opponent with 20,000 troops. Who hasn't made a mistake? Aren't mistakes part of life, part of being human? And on top of all of this, Jesus says, renounce all your possessions. Through his collection of sayings, as startling as they are, Jesus is explaining the total dedication that is necessary for discipleship. Neither family nor possessions can be more important in one's life than the Lord Jesus Christ. So what does this mean for us? We have possessions, we have family, and while we haven't renounced any of these things, we still consider ourselves disciples of Jesus Christ. It means that even though we love our family as we should and enjoy our possessions that are ultimately God's gifts to us, they must always take second place to God. Jesus' admonition to hate one's family is not to be taken literally in this context. For was it not Jesus who taught us, his disciples, that the greatest of commandments is to love God and love our neighbor as ourself? What is meant here by the word hate is to love less. One is to love his or her family less than he or she loves God. One is to love his or her possessions less than he loves God. So that whenever we are faced with a conflict of choosing between God or something else, we choose God, holding our relationship with God, our Creator and Lord, as the highest priority in our lives. Yes, life is a series of choices. Jesus, in our gospel reading, is simply providing us with examples of the way that we as Catholic Christians, as followers of Christ, as his disciples, should choose. My sisters and brothers, may our choices be blessed. In the words of our responsorial psalm, prosper the work of our hands, O Lord, prosper the work of our hands. May we always strive to do God's will and to love God first and foremost in our daily living. May God's blessings be with you this day and throughout the week ahead.